So anybody who is listening here today who says, well, I'm not good enough, I'm not this yet, I'm not that, I need to get in shape before I come to Christ, that is a lie from the pits of hell. And God does not want you to get it together yourself, because for him, your works are filthy rags. He's saying, let me show you what I've done. Let me show you what I've done. And I just want you to receive me into your heart.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Nasanta's Reel with yours truly, Nasantala. Now, I am so excited about this new podcast because we're about to get real. Now, in the event that you are listening for the very first time, a warm welcome, like a sincere warm welcome is extended to you, because you are now a part of the Reel family. Yes. So this is where we get real. Now, if you don't really know what Nasanta's Reel is about, let me just break it down for you in about like 60 seconds or less. So here it goes. Nasanta's Reel is a Jamaican Christian podcast, and it is chronicled by me, Shakira Ferron, aka Nasantala, as I navigate through my life's experiences. It is where I share real events that impacts me, and it is targeted for real persons in need of real encouragement on my audio reel. So yes, bear real pun. Yup. Now, with all of that said, I'm Nasantala, and let's get real with YouTuber Nia Cerise, aka Crowned in Faith. Woo!
Hi.
Hi. So how are you? Welcome to the Reel family. Yeah, you're part of the Reel family officially. How are you doing?
Oh, thank you. I'm good. Thank you so much. It's a blessing to be able to even connect with people who don't even live in the same country.
Yeah.
We can connect, we can teach, we can talk on the things of God, we can, just be real. And I think this is really a really nice opportunity to do that.
I'm so happy that you are a part. Like, I don't think that I explained to you how you came up. I remember praying to God, and I was like, God, I want to do something new with this podcast, what should I do? And immediately you actually popped up, and I was like, God, you want me to talk to her, to bring her on the podcast? Like, I placed you on a pedestal that you would probably want to be a part, honestly. So when I reached out to you and you that you were happy to be a part of it, I was so happy. And I was like, God, I see you moving. I see
Amen.
You moving. And I must say that you have been an integral part of my development with Christ, because I started out, in the church and everything, but somewhere along the way, life happens and I turned away. And then when I was on my way to refresh my life with God, I stumbled upon your YouTube channel, Crowned in Faith. And I watched that video about your transition, and honestly, you were the one who triggered me out of horoscopes, and I wanted to do yoga. And when you told me, when you spoke about, breathing in different spirits, I was like, no, I need to cut this off. And when I watched the other video about being on an assignment in university, I was like, I am not fulfilling my purpose. So you fueled something in me, and that is why you are now a part. I feel like God, orchestrated this for you to be a part of the Reel family, because I know there are other persons who need to hear your story.
Amen.
They need
Amen.
To hear. Yeah, so for those who don't know Nia Cerise, she is a master student at Cambridge University, where she focuses on education, arts, and creativity. Now, Nia struggled at first. She was at the lowest of the lowest, but then God turned it around and she graduated first class at the University of Warwick in theatrical studies. And now she is a missionary.
Yeah, I do a lot of, well, I wouldn't say a missionary, but I would say, you know, it's in a way, yeah, because I just really see every day is a mission. My heart is sold out to really see lives transformed and people who aren't in the faith drawn and come to the Lord, and those who are in the faith to be ignited, spirit-filled believers who are sold out and influencing God in all of their areas, you know, that God sends them and the spaces he puts them in. And just listening to what you said, like, it is so beautiful. It's such, you know, it's a testimony that I would have never known unless you told me.
Yeah.
And to hear that, you know, God just used that video in a radical way to touch you is just, you know, a testimony to what the Holy Spirit, you know, can do when he's moving through people's lives. And I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah, to hear that you have, you know, just been pushed and provoked by some of the things I do. Yeah,
I have been. And I don't know if you know, but you have been touching the Jamaican scene. You know, the mandate that God placed in me is to touch all nations, and you have certainly touched all nations. I know friends and family who have tuned into you, and yeah, you are making a great impact. And I just pray that God will just continue to use you and bring you to different levels, because you are helping others to achieve their purpose.
Amen. Oh, wow. Glory to God. This is fantastic to hear.
Like, honestly, it's not to guess you, but this is just the truth.
Oh, amen.
Amen. So to go into the interview now, I just want you to talk about your religious background, because I pick up that it was after 1 year being saved that you actually started into your purpose of, you know, ministering and everything. But I want to know what your religious background was like.
Yeah, so with me, I had grown up going to a Catholic church. And I remember I went to the priest to ask about the Bible, and the priest told me that, you know, actually parts of the Bible weren't real.
Wow.
That's crazy. Yeah, and it was made up, he said, and just kind of like a story to be inspired by. And so for me, I thought, well, if the Bible isn't really the truth, if it's not really real, then why should I be following it? And so I began on this quest looking for God, actually, in all of the wrong places. And so I never really connected with the kind of serious services where, you know, there was no talk of the Holy Spirit, there was no talk of really who Jesus did, no real understanding of what was the purpose of Jesus really going to the cross. And for me, I just thought that Jesus, you know, Easter was a time for, you know, just a good meal with the family, like some Easter eggs, get some chocolate, get a little bit of that. Like, I didn't understand anything. And so, you know, I was looking, as I said, into yoga. You know, I was looking to you know, appease my flesh by kind of, as I said, breathing in different types of sources, spirit guides. I would hunt on websites looking for horoscopes, looking for palm reading that I'd go into school and try and practice on my friends. I was interested in you know, auras and chakras and all of these types of witchcraft type of you know, things. And I would just read literally witch magazines, read up on I was just very interested in the occult. I was very drawn to essentially power, but it was, you know, a negative, a wicked and evil source that I was looking looking towards, right, and being drawn towards, rather than actually looking to God. And all in the mix of that, I was getting literally caught up in drinking, guys, girls,
you know, smoking, drugs, all of these types of different things that really and truly left me just feeling so empty, really, really empty. And I remember, you know, the world really teaches you and tells you that you'll be so satisfied by all of these things,
yeah,
by popularity, by friends, and by, you know, all of this stuff. And I had it. You know, I was popular in school and I got there by hurting other people, gossiping about others, putting people down. But deep down, I was one of the most insecure people you would meet. And when I would go home, I remember there were times where I would literally cry in the mirror at my appearance, at, you know, just who I was. I would just feel so, so, so low. And people didn't really see that side because I was always smiling. So it was so toxic. And it wasn't until I, you know, found Jesus. Well, I say I found him, but in truth, he found me.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't until I really, you know, had a relationship with Christ and he found me and I gave my life to him, that I really learned the true satisfaction of knowing God, you know.
Yeah.
I realized, okay, God, you are sovereign and I've sinned against you. And there was that, you know, shock, that fear, that realization, I'm actually a sinner. And I literally repented and I gave him my life. But I don't think anybody expected the transformation, and I didn't even. It was so rapid and it was so shocking. And I think everyone has their own journey.
Yeah.
But it was almost as though mine was like, I have work for you, Mia Cerise. You know, the Lord was ready to get me into the secret place and just have me spending really intimate time with him. And he was preparing me for you know, parts of my calling. He was preparing me to be a mouthpiece for his glory. And you know, it's a daily encounter with the Lord. That's not just my only testimony. There's many. And I try and release a lot so people can realize that a relationship with God is not just about what he did, it's about what he's doing every single day. And so I'm here like, God, I just want to believe you. I want to believe you for your word, and I want to take you for your word, and I run with it. And so I've got some really crazy faith, but I really believe that's because I really ask God for some crazy things. And he probably looks down and laughs and says, oh, well, you know, okay, let's do it. Because, you know, I just think God can really do anything. And so, yeah, it's just my heart to really see others ignited in such a way and transformed by the power of God.
You expressed several testimonies, you know, being in different states, and many persons would hear you speak about all of these things, yoga, you know, drinking and all of that. But they would be like, how did you let go of all of these? What were the steps that you took to let them go and choose God? Because some of them, they might be battling and they're like, I can't let this go. So what steps?
I feel like everybody's process is, of course, completely different. There'll be some things that you will just completely, you know, let go immediately, and other things might sometimes be a battle, especially if you have certain, you know, addictions. But there is nothing that is more powerful than the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
And in truth, the more you realize what Jesus did, I think for a lot of us, we don't actually know what the gospel is. I think that's one of the biggest issues and the biggest problems. If you go to Christians today and you say, what is the gospel? A lot wouldn't know what to tell you. And so me realizing what the gospel was, essentially, if I break that down in less than 60 seconds, it's realizing that man, you know, is sinful, prone to sin, and has fallen way, way, way far away from the Lord Jesus. And there's nothing in their own might, their own strength, their own ability to set them free from that sin. The consequence of that sin is ultimately hell. It's
yes.
Death.
Yeah.
That is the consequence of sin. And to know that we have, in fact, a loving Father, a loving God, who saw that we were trapped in bondage to this and desired to send his only begotten son to earth to take that sin upon himself and die whilst we were yet still sinners.
Yeah.
That is mind-blowing, because your friend isn't going to do that.
No.
Because even some people's parents would not do that for them. You know, some people's siblings would never do that for them. But God himself, who sits on high, who reigns supreme, decided in his goodness and his mercy, I will send my son to go to earth and to die for these people. I will take their sin. I will go and I will die for them. Defy the grave and resurrect, you know.
Yes.
Breaking the bondage of hell that has been keeping my people hostage, and I will set them free. And so I think when you actually really have an encounter with the word of God and you realize, what did Jesus actually do for me? Why do I owe him my life? Why should I serve him, you know, with my life? And on top of that, it's so crazy that God, even despite having shown and demonstrated his love to us on the cross, continues to pour out blessing and grace and favor. I'm sorry, but that should make anybody want to run after Jesus with everything that is in them. It's definitely, it definitely can be really, really hard. But I often think of the woman at the well that Jesus encountered.
Yeah.
And I think of the fact she had a track record of just,
true,
you know, men, you know, of just living a really,
sinful life, a really sinful.
Yeah, exactly. She had such a track record of, you know, living a really sinful life. But one encounter with Jesus led her to literally leave her bucket at that well and sprint into the city to tell everyone what Jesus had done for her. And so I think for a lot of us, you know, we don't realize what Jesus has actually done for us. And when we encounter, when we know that, when we know what he's done, when we encounter him through his word, because there's some people listening, I just want to let you know, your relationship with God cannot be grandma's relationship with God. It cannot be mum's relationship with God. It cannot be, yeah, I'm a Christian, my mum's religious, my sister's religious, my friend is religious. It gets down to the nitty gritty where you have to make the decision, I am going to know Jesus Christ. And that requires intentionality. I think sometimes we're in this microwave generation that tells us that we literally do not need to do a single thing and everything kind of is entitled to us, right?
Right.
But actually, you know, within Christianity, it's that desire as well to go and, you know, seek out the things of God. You know, sometimes it won't just land in your lap. You actually have to say, well, let me actually be intentional with a God who was so intentional to send his son to earth for me. And so you won't always feel the presence of God. You won't always feel like you want to, you know, do things. But listen, people do things that they don't feel like doing all the time. And most times it's just because they're getting paid for it. It's called a job, right?
Yeah.
Now, how much more should we seek God and spend time with him and be intentional to study his word and be intimate with him when he has literally paid in blood for us and literally saved us from the pangs of death, right? And right. So with that, it is just, you know, we in this generation especially are so used to being spoon-fed that we have become quite lazy or prideful, and we just feel as though we don't have a need for a God. That's what we feel like. We don't feel like we need him. We feel like we're so self-sufficient because we just rely on ourselves. Why should I do this? And why should I do this? And God should have given me this. And, you know, this happened in my life, so, you know, I'm not going to do this. And this happened in my life, and this and that and the other. And I think we just forget the fact that there's actually an enemy roaming around seeking to destroy lives, right? But God came, and in John 10:10, it says that he came to give life and life more abundantly, right?
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, in truth, God wants to give life. It's the enemy that still kills and actually destroys. And so I just want anyone who's listening to this, who just feels angry at God or upset with God, you being upset with God is not going to help you in your life. in fact is hindering you more than you think. You know, so many people are blaming God for issues that, you know, the enemy has actually brought into their lives. And if we just prayed and if we, you know, spent time with the Lord, a lot of these things would simply, you know, we'd see incredible change and incredible breakthrough. So I would say to anyone listening who feels as though, well, I'm stuck in this and I'm stuck in this and all of this, or how could God use me or love me? Look at my life, okay? I am not meant to be here today. I am one of the chief sinners. I'm not meant to be speaking for the Lord with natural common sense, right? If we're looking on a works-based theology or a works-based understanding, then I should not be here. But with kingdom and with God, God's not looking for your works. He's already performed everything on the cross. He's already done what needed to be done. Yeah. And so what that means is that Jesus Christ himself has done all of the performing and all of the work, right? So you don't have to feel guilty about what you did in the past, about who you were before, about all of these things that the enemy's trying to disqualify you with. God used Moses, who killed a man. God used David, who literally killed Bathsheba's husband and yes. essentially had sex and committed adultery with her as well. God used David. God used all of these individuals, and he still called David a man after his own heart. So anybody who is listening here today who says, well, I'm not good enough, I'm not this yet, I'm not that, I need to get in shape before I come to Christ, that is a lie from the pits of hell. And God does not want you to get it together yourself, because for him, your works are filthy rags. He's saying, let me show you what I've done. Let me show you what I've done. And I just want you to receive me into your heart. I'll work on you. I'll mold you. I'll develop you. It's not on you to do what you need to do to get to me. Christianity is the only faith, you know, that we can truly, I don't call it a religion. It's not a religion, because a religion is based on individuals working and doing things to earn a sanctification, to earn a holiness, to earn approval into getting into heaven. You simply have to receive Christ Jesus into your heart. He's done the works already. There's no longer any more sacrifices of bulls, cows, whatever. He's done it. You receive him into your heart. You accept him. And you see him transform your life. And you are assured that you are going to heaven. You're not trying to earn your place. You're not trying to say, well, let me say a prayer today and read my Bible so I don't go to hell. That is a false lie. What you are trying to do is simply be in intimacy and friendship with your creator, and he is calling you today. He is calling any listener today who feels like they fell into sin yesterday, or they, you know, they tripped up a few days ago. God is saying, listen, my grace is available. Where sin abounds, my grace abounds much more. Does that mean that we, you know, decide, well, I'm just going to go on and do loads of sin? No. It means that we realize when we fall short, there's so much grace available to cover us, right?
Right.
And exactly. There's so much grace able to cover us and keep us, and we can be assured that there's always grace to pick us up. But it's also understanding, you know, that because of who he is and what he's done, because we love him, we are obedient to him. We want to serve him, not out of fear, not out of striving, but out of intimacy and love. We want to give him everything.
Wow. Like this, all that you said has been very profound. It was like you were actually preaching to me. I was being reconvicted, and I give God thanks for that. You have basically covered all the questions that I wanted to ask in this short time. So the only thing, yeah, you have, like, I felt the Holy Ghost just leading you. At one point I was like, okay, God, just continue to inspire her so I don't have to ask any more questions.
Oh gosh, sorry. I get really pumped up by the Holy Spirit sometimes.
So I'm really happy. So the only thing that I can say right now, will ask you to do is just to pray. It's just to pray for those who are listening, who are battling with, you know, they feel God unctioning on their hearts, but they're like, God, I am too messy. I don't think that you want to use me. I want you to pray for those who are, God, I know that you're real, but I'm not ready. There's too much in the world. I just want you to pray for those who are already affirmed in the word, but they just need a little fuel to go on a bit more. That's all that I require of you right now, because God has inspired you to say everything.
Oh, amen. I just want to pray for the listeners here who are going to be listening to this, who are listening, you know, to this podcast. And I just declare over you, I declare that the Lord is capable of doing what needs to be done. He's done it and he continues to do a good work. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that we can rest assured in your works that you have completed on the cross. So Father, I pray, would you, Father God, tear apart every false mentality, every stronghold, Lord, that is telling these listeners that they need to be a goody two shoes. They need to earn tick boxes with you. They need to earn brownie points by being on their best behavior. Lord, may you tear down these crippling mentalities. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so today, in the name of Jesus, we come against bondages. Bondages telling these people that they have to attempt to behave in a particular manner in order to earn the love of God. The love of God has already been lavished upon you. The love of God cannot be earned. God loves you irregardless. It's in his nature. It's who he is, because the Bible says that God is love. He cannot go against his nature. He cannot go against who he is. So we thank you, Jesus, Lord, that you are going to meet them here today. You are going to meet them at this point. And I just speak right now, Lord, would you meet and encounter your children who are fearful, who are afraid to come near? Oh, Father, we thank you that you sit on a throne of grace in the name of Jesus. And Father, in their weakness, in their mess, Father God, you see, Father God, who you created them to be. So I declare for you to rise up, man, woman of God who's listening to this podcast right now. Rise up, not in your own strength, but in the power of the Holy Spirit, because God is calling you and God is convicting you, and he's saying, hallelujah, that even with what you've done in your past, what you've done yesterday, what you've done a few days ago, I can still use you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can still use you. And I will use you. Just simply repent, which means to turn. It doesn't mean to grovel. It doesn't mean to sit down and condemn yourself and wallow in your sin. Repent means to turn. It means to change your mind. It means to turn away from your will and attach yourself, cleave yourself to the will of God. So I thank you, Jesus, that today you're saying, come, my child. My grace has been made available. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much.
No worries at all. You know, I just feel to say, you know, if anyone is listening here, you know, when they listen to the podcast and, you know, hear it back or replay it or whatever they do, I just want to say that a relationship with God, you know, starts with, you know, just a step. And it's just receiving him.
Yes.
And really and truly, you don't have to say, well, now I need to read the Bible for 5 hours a day and all of this type of stuff. I mean, you can if the Holy Spirit leads you to, and that's what you're also up to. But it just starts with, you know, praying for, you know, 10 minutes a day. It just starts with, you know, acknowledging him more and more and inviting him into the little things in all of your ways, acknowledging him. And then he'll just be directing your path. You know, he'll be showing you what to do. And so don't be intimidated to open your Bible, because I really sense there's some people who listen and they're a bit afraid of the Bible, a bit afraid of the word of God. You know, find a translation that works for you.
And don't put on any pressure on yourself to be like anybody else. Oh, I need to be like this person or this Christian. That's not who you're trying to be like. You simply are, you were made in the image of Jesus and you were made to go from glory to glory. So simply run and make Jesus your example. Do not make a human being your example. Yeah.
Thank you. I believe that every word that you have said has been received on not dry ground, but upon a ground will grow. I believe that your words are like water with the Holy Spirit, you know, being that unctioning to allow persons to grow. And I do appreciate you coming here, speaking to me and to everybody. I am just elated. I thank you.
Oh, amen.
I thank you. Could you please share where persons can follow you? Because
of course
your ministry is one that's beautiful, and I know that persons will want to know more because you have a lot to share. So could you please share where they can?
Amen. Yeah, you can follow me you can subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is called Crowned in Faith. Just type that in, subscribe. I'm going to be making much more content in the next few weeks to come and things like that. And yeah, like you can also follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, which is just at Nia Cerise, which is spelled NIACERISE. Yeah, it'd be great to just, for daily encouragement, if you want to connect through those. And that's pretty much it, really.
Okay, thank you. So this is where we end. I thank everyone for listening. I do hope, and we have already prayed, that your heart has been empowered to just put God first. And yeah, this is where we sign off. It has been real. So this is where Nia and Nasanta, Shakira, sign off. So thank you. You can say bye now, Nia.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.